Hello, I'm Joseph Kassa, and welcome to this podcast where the AI team does a deep dive into some application of systems thinking.
Okay, so have you ever, gotten stuck on a word?
Stuck.
Yeah, you keep hearing it and using it, but you're not really sure what it even means. Everyone's using it differently.
Oh, yeah, totally. I think we've all been there.
Well, one of our listeners wrote in, and they're wrestling with this word systems.
Systems, huh?
Right, what even is a system? Everyone seems to have a different definition.
Yeah, I can see how that'd be tricky.
Totally. So we're going to try to untangle this whole thing. We're diving into a research paper to see if we can make sense of it.
Oh, cool. What paper?
It's called Resolving the -8.pdf.
Okay.
By Joseph Kassa and Bruce Lerner.
Gotcha.
And right away, they acknowledge this problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They point out that there are all these different definitions floating around. They actually analyzed a ton of them, 51 from dictionaries and another 21 from publications.
Wow. That's a lot. So what kind of variation are we talking about here?
Oh, it's all over the place. It's kind of a relief, though, right? To know it's not just us struggling with this.
Yeah, definitely. But so then where do we even go from there?
Right.
Is there any point in even trying to define system if it's this, messy?
Well, that's where things get interesting. The authors of the paper, they make this argument, right? That most of these definitions aren't wrong. They're just focused on different systems of interest.
Systems of interest?
Yeah, they call them SOIs.
SOI, okay.
Yeah.
I'm following.
But how does that actually help us make sense of all these different definitions?
Well, think of it this way. Planning a trip.
Okay.
When you're thinking about flights and hotels and all that, that whole itinerary, that's one system you're interested in.
Right.
But then when you're packing your bag, suddenly it's a totally different thing.
Oh, interesting.
It's just the clothes and, whatever you need for that specific place.
Oh, I see. So it's kind of zooming in and out, focusing on what's relevant in that moment.
Exactly. It's not about finding the one, perfect definition of a system.
Gotcha.
It's about understanding why those definitions change depending on what part of the system we're looking at.
Okay, that's starting to click for me.
Yeah, and the paper uses this really great visual to help explain this.
Oh, okay.
They use the example of a camera.
The camera.
Yeah, so you could look at a camera as, a system for capturing an image.
Right.
But then what about when you need to, transport it?
Oh, right!
To keep it safe or make sure it's charged. Those are all different systems of interest.
Wow. I'm starting to see how this applies to, pretty much everything. We use the word system so often without really thinking about which specific system we're talking about.
Right.
I mean, it's no wonder there are so many communication breakdowns.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's one of the key takeaways from the paper, this idea that system can be a general concept.
Okay.
Or a really specific application.
Okay, so a system is the big picture idea, but the system is the specific one we're actually dealing with in that moment.
Exactly. A system is made up of three main things. The elements, how those elements interact with each other, and then the boundaries of the system, the limits.
So it's like having a set of building blocks, right?
Yeah.
You can use those same blocks to build all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
The blocks are the elements, and how you arrange them determines the interactions and the boundaries of, the system you're creating.
I like that. It's like a system is the blueprint, and the system is what you build from that blueprint.
Right. And what you build depends on what you need.
Exactly.
This is really making me rethink how I use this word. But before we go too far, let's go back to the paper for a second.
Yeah, okay.
So they use this idea of SOI to clear up the confusion. But what kind of practical advice do they give?
Well, one of the things they suggest, and it seems so simple, is to just ask yourself, what is the system here? Like in this specific situation that you're dealing with, it seems so basic.
Right.
But it can really change things. By defining those boundaries, the SOI, you can cut through so much noise, all those extra details that don't really matter.
Yeah, yeah. Like putting on blinders so you can just focus on what's important.
Exactly.
But can you give me a real world example, something our listener could relate to?
Sure. Let's say you're trying to figure out your personal finances.
Okay.
Always a relevant topic. So you could say that your whole financial life is a system, right?
Yeah.
But that's pretty broad.
That's huge.
If you're trying to make a budget for the month, then the system is much smaller.
Oh, okay. So you're not looking at every dollar that comes in or goes out. You're just focused on income, expenses, and maybe savings goals for that month.
Exactly. The SOI is just the part of your finances that's relevant to that budget.
Okay, I see. So this could be super helpful, but figuring out the right SOI, that seems kind of tricky.
Hmm.
Are there like tips for that? How do you know where to draw those boundaries?
Well, there's no like perfect formula, but the paper talks about how important context is.
Okay.
What are you actually trying to do? What questions are you trying to answer? And those answers will help you figure out the most relevant SOI.
So it's not just about figuring out what's IN the system, but what you can leave OUT.
Exactly. What you can safely ignore for that specific problem. And that's what makes it so interesting. The SOI isn't fixed. It can totally change as you learn more.
Ooh. Okay, how does that work? How would a system of interest change over time?
Let's go back to that personal finance example.
Okay.
Say you made your budget,
yeah.
And then you notice you're spending way too much on eating out.
Oh, yeah.
Now your SOI might shift to just your dining habits.
Okay.
You might start tracking, like, where you eat, how often you go out,
yeah.
How much you spend each time.
So you're, like, zooming in on one part of the system to really understand it.
Exactly. And as you get more data, that SOI might shift again. Like,
yeah.
Maybe you realize all that eating out is because of social stuff.
Oh.
Now, the SOI might include your social calendar, who your friends are.
Wow.
Even your personality type. Like, are you an extrovert who loves being around people?
This is blowing my mind. It's like each layer of analysis reveals new connections, and then you have to redefine your SOI to get a clearer picture.
That's what makes systems thinking so cool. It's not about getting one right answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding how systems change and being flexible with your focus as you learn.
It's making me think about all the times I've tried to solve a problem without really knowing what the problem even was.
Oh, yeah.
Just throwing solutions at something that feels wrong.
Yeah, and that's where that confusion about systems comes back to bite us.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't define what system we're dealing with,
right.
How are we going to find the right solutions?
So this idea of SOI, it's not just some abstract theory. It's a tool, a real tool to help us solve problems, make decisions, and just understand things better.
Absolutely. And the paper actually uses a really great example with the city's transportation system.
Oh, interesting. What about transportation? How does the system of interest idea work there?
Okay, imagine you're a city planner.
Okay.
Trying to fix rush hour traffic.
Oh, man, a nightmare.
Right. Happens in pretty much every city.
For sure.
If you try to fix it without an SOI, you're going to be lost.
Mm.
There are just too many factors.
Mm.
Number of cars, traffic light timing, road construction, public transit options. It's...
Stress just thinking about it.
Right. But if you carefully choose your SOI, then you can start making progress.
Okay.
Say you focus on one intersection that's always jammed up.
Okay.
Your SOI becomes that intersection, the traffic flow, the timing of the lights, maybe even people crossing the street.
So you're making the problem smaller and easier to manage.
Exactly. And as you look closely at that SOI, you might find patterns that you wouldn't see if you were trying to deal with the whole city's traffic at once.
Okay.
Maybe you realize that changing the traffic light timing by even a few seconds could make a big difference.
So small changes in a well-defined SOI can have a big impact on the whole system.
Exactly. And that's what this paper really emphasizes. Understanding how to choose and analyze these SOIs is key for good decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's traffic, personal finance, anything.
This is amazing. I'm starting to see how powerful this SOI idea can be. It's like a whole new way of thinking about problems.
It really is empowering, right? It gives you a way to handle complex stuff without getting overwhelmed.
Totally. Okay, we've covered a lot. Can we recap the main points from this deep dive so far?
Sure. So first, we saw that the word system is kind of slippery.
Yeah.
It's not just one thing. There's a system. The general idea,
mm-hmm.
and then the system, the specific one for each situation.
Right, and that's where SOI comes in.
Exactly. Defining your SOI, setting those boundaries, that's super important for understanding complex stuff and making good decisions.
And we saw that in all sorts of examples, finances, city planning.
Yeah.
And remember, the SOI can change as you learn more.
Absolutely. It's all about being flexible.
Wow. This has been so insightful. I feel like I have a whole new set of tools to deal with tricky situations.
Me too.
But before we wrap up,
yeah.
Let's go back to our listener's question. That feeling of being confused about the word system, what's the big takeaway for them based on what we learned?
Well, I think the most important thing is Don't worry about finding one perfect definition.
Okay.
Instead, focus on WHY definitions are different. Mm-hmm. And we saw that it's all about different systems of interest.
So next time you hear system, don't just assume you know what it means.
Right. Take a second and ask yourself, what is the system here? What are the boundaries? What are the key parts? And by doing that, by figuring out your SOI, you'll understand things in a much deeper way.
This is such a game changer. I think it goes beyond just systems. It's about how we approach any problem, really.
Definitely. It's a whole new way of seeing things.
It's like we have this new lens to look at the world through.
It is, right.
Yeah.
And you can use it for so many things.
Yeah.
We talked about money and traffic, but think about like your job, mm-hmm. your relationship, even like the personal goals.
Oh, yeah.
There are systems everywhere.
This is making me realize that I probably use the word system way too much, like without even knowing what I'm talking about.
It happens. We all do it.
Yeah.
We say system all the time, but we don't always stop to think about what it actually means in that situation.
Right.
And like we thought, that can cause problems.
Definitely. So next time I have a problem, I'm going to try to remember this.
Oh, wow.
What's the system here? What's the SOI, the thing I need to focus on? It feels like a small change, but it could make a big difference.
It really could.
I think so, too. And to our listener who wrote in with this question, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the great topic.
This was really fun to explore.
Definitely.
And to everyone listening, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. What are some examples of SOIs that you've come across?
Maybe it's something at work or a hobby you're into, or even just organizing your closet.
Right. Systems are everywhere.
So share your thoughts with us. We're always learning from our listener.
And remember, the next time you hear someone say system.
Yeah.
Don't just agree.
Yeah.
Ask them and yourself, what system are we talking about exactly? You might be surprised by what you discover.
That's a great point. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Mm.
But keep thinking about this. It's really fascinating stuff.
Totally. See you next time.
Bye, everyone.
I hope you enjoyed today's deep dive. Why not take a moment and join the discussion in the LinkedIn group, Tackling Complex Problems? Take care.